Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are going to continue sharing with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And today we're going to talk about overcoming slothfulness. We need to overcome the spirit of slothfulness that would come against you. If a person is slothful, they're lazy, they're sluggish, they're slow, they lack the diligence, they lack the exertion, they're slumbering, they're at sleep. Well, God wants us to awake out of sleep, put off that slothfulness and rise up and be diligent to do the things that God has called us to do. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 15, he says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's a heavy statement. This is written to the church. This is the church at Laodicea. And here, he said that he knew their works. What were they? They were lukewarm. If someone's lukewarm, they have some cold and they have some hot. I find that many Christians today are in a lukewarm state. They're not cold, they're not hot. And if you are lukewarm, God says, I'm going to spew thee out of my mouth. He goes on and says, because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Isn't that the case of many today in prosperous America? Where they have goods, they have their needs met, they think they have need of nothing. But he says, knowest now, not thou, that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Why? Because they were not right with God. They were not rich in the things of God. He goes on and says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. We need to get the things that count for God if we're going to be rich. And we need to have the righteousness of God manifest. The white raiment is walking in the ways of righteousness in right fellowship with the Lord, that we might be clothed with the garments of God. And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou may see. God wants us to see the Word of God, see as He sees, with revelation from the Holy Spirit. Oh, God wants you to turn away from any lukewarmness in your life. Don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. The Laodiceans were deceived because of their lukewarmness. They thought that they were okay. They were increased with goods. They thought they had need of nothing. But the truth was they were wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. You got to see yourself from the Lord's viewpoint. Are you diligent to do the things of God? Or could you be classified as lukewarm or having a spirit of slothfulness and laziness working in your life? In Romans chapter 11, verse 8, it says, according as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear. This spirit of slumber or slothfulness hinders you from hearing and seeing the things of God. You won't see clearly. You won't discern things properly. You know, He wants us to have ears to hear so we hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us and what He is doing in these days. Slothfulness is a wicked spirit. In fact, it's named after the animal. There's an animal called a sloth. This particular animal hangs upside down in the trees, and it actually sees the world upside down. If their food is not close within reach, they will starve to death. In fact, they're almost extinct because of their peculiar lifestyle. The sloth moves so slowly, that even the algae grows on their skin, giving them a green tint. We don't want to be one of those that moves slowly, that is lazy, that is sluggish. Like the sloth, here it says they can starve to death. Well, there's many Christians that are spiritually starving. They're not possessing the promises of God. They're not doing what God wants them to do. In Philippians 2, verse 12, the Bible says, Wherefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is at work in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. And what are we to do? We're to cooperate with him, and we are to work out our own salvation. If you're going to work out your own salvation, you're going to be doing what God wants you to do. You're going to be cooperating with him, doing the word of God, so that he can bring you into the promised land that he has given unto you. In Judges chapter 18, verse 9, they said, "Arise, that we might go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is a very good land. And are you still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land." What was the problem? These guys were being slothful. They were not doing what God wanted them to do. He says, "Arise, go up, see the land is good." These are the promises of God. All the promises of God, they're true. You get in the Word, you see the promises of God, they're for us. Don't be slothful, but enter to possess the land. This indicates that if you are not entering to possess the promises of God, then you are slothful. Are you rising up and going forth and speaking the Word and praying the Word and doing what the Word says and studying the Word and incorporating it into your life? If you're not doing that, you're not going to enter in to possess the promises of God. And God says that you are slothful. In Joshua chapter 18, verse 1, the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and they set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdued before them. And it said there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. Well, in verse 3, Joshua said unto the children of Israel, "How long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you?" How long are you slack to go and possess the land? It's important that we go and possess the land. Don't stop at part of the land. Take all of it. Many, many people will not rise up and go and possess all of the promises of God. They won't do what God wants them to do. They get too busy with their own life. They are involved in too many things of the world. They've allowed themselves to be having a hotness for God one minute and then a coldness from the world the next minute, and it makes them lukewarm. We've got to get rid of the slothful spirit. We've got to get diligent to do the things that God has told us to do. You know, many people don't want to go after their spiritual enemies and drive them out of their life. They don't want to get delivered from the activity of demonic spirits. They don't want to do what the Word says and studying the Word and being strong in the Lord and the power of His might. They don't want to spend time in prayer and intercession and spend time in the Word and go out and be a witness for Him. See, these are the things that God has called us to do. Well, 2 Samuel 22, verse 38, David's Psalm of Thanksgiving says, "I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I've consumed them. I've consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me thou hast subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me." What is God wanting? He's wanting you to rise up and pursue your enemies and drive them out. Pursue your enemies and overcome in your life, praise God. Don't let yourself be lazy. Get up and go forth into the battle. In fact, there's a scripture in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. "It came to pass after the year was expires, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David," he was the king, "he sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in an eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon." And you know this is the story of Bathsheba, where he fell into the adultery and the murder of the husband Uriah. And we see that what was the start of this thing? When there was the time for kings to go forth to battle, David should have been going into the battle. He should have been involved in the battle. But instead, he was lazy. He was slothful. He sent others to do the fight. David tarried at Jerusalem. He stayed there at Jerusalem. He was lazy. You know, that's the attitudes that I find a lot of Christians have today. I'll let others fight the battle for me. I want to find someone else to pray for me. Someone else will go out and witness to those people. I'll let someone else minister deliverance and take the time to cast out those spirits. I think I'll stay home from church today or tonight. You know, it's amazing how many Christians don't go to church consistently. You should be there every day, every time the doors are open, if possible, to worship the Lord and hear the Word of God. Many people say, well, I just don't feel like doing things. That is the evidence of a slothful spirit that is at work in your life. Here, he was lazy. And what happened? Because of his laziness, David's laziness, tearing still at Jerusalem, then he was easy pickings for the devil because he was tempted there by the woman who was very beautiful to look upon, and he went forth and ended up committing adultery and ultimately murder. You can walk in all kinds of areas of sin and be tempted into things that you shouldn't be involved in if you're not involved in what God wants you to do. Be one who's going to be diligent to do what God calls you to do. Don't be slothful. If you're slothful and you don't go fight, you're in sin and you're in danger of falling into worse sin and deception, like what happened to David. Slothfulness is actually evidence of a selfish spirit. A person is selfish. They don't want to go forth and do what God wants them to do. They just do whatever they want to do. We've got to turn away from this in our life. You've got to make a decision. I am going to be obedient and do what God has called me to do in my life. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7, he says, be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's what it talks about over in 1 Corinthians 15. God wants you to put your hands to work. Your work's going to be rewarded. You're to be strong. You're to rise up and go forth. And you're to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. God wants you to be doing what He wants you to do. You're going to enter into the prayer fight. You're going to enter into the battle. You're going to be fighting the good fight of faith. You're going to be speaking the word. You're going to be resisting the enemy. You're going to be speaking the word in prayer and taking hold of the promises. You're going to be out there witnessing and ministering to others to help them overcome in their life. God says, get rid of the slothfulness, get rid of that lukewarmness, and get on fire for the Lord. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today,